This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is visiting Iraq on a surprise trip. It is the highest-level visit by an American official since President Trump's pullback of U.S. military forces in Syria. Mr. Pence met with the president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Netrivan Barzani, in a move meant to reassure U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State. Here is Pence on his mission, then Barzani.
To reiterate the strong bonds forged in the fires of war between the people of the United States and the Kurdish people across this region.
At this particular time is an important indication of your continued support to Kurdistan and Iraq.
Pence got a classified briefing at Iraq's al-Assad air base, and while there he spoke by phone with Iraqi President Adel Abdel Mahdi and met with U.S. troops. Syrian Kurds sustained a bloody Turkish assault last month, seen by many as the result of President Trump's border pullback decision. Today, a car bomb exploded in a Turkish-controlled northern Syrian town, killing at least three people, this according to Turkey's defense ministry. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a U.K.-based war monitor, put the death toll from the explosion at nine, including four from the same family, and it said that many of the wounded were in critical condition. Iran is a week into a major shutdown of internet access. It's prompted the United States to sanction the Iranian official overseeing the outage. The web shutdown followed violent protests when Tehran raised the subsidized price of gasoline by 50% on November 15th. The death toll is believed to top 100. The price move adds to the strains on Iranians facing hardship in an economy already weakened by U.S. sanctions, government corruption, and mismanagement. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Colombia, President Iván Duque has put the capital, Bogotá, under curfew amid continuing protests against its conservative regime. We have a report from AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Duque says he is invoking the rarely used measure to contain ongoing clashes between police and demonstrators. Shortly after, officers began pushing back thick crowds of protesters banging pots and pans in the storied Plaza Bolívar. The curfew comes after an estimated 250,000 people took to the streets in one of the nation's biggest marches in recent history. While it started out peaceful, the demonstration ended with scattered skirmishes between protesters and police, with three dead. The upheaval takes place as Latin America is experiencing a tide of discontent, with large demonstrations taking place in countries including Chile, Bolivia, and Ecuador, where citizens frustrated with their political leaders are taking to the streets. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A former CIA case agent has been sentenced to 19 years in prison for an espionage conspiracy with China. We have a report from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
55-year-old Jerry Chung-Shing Lee has been sentenced in federal court in Alexandria after his guilty plea earlier this year to conspiracy to commit espionage. Prosecutors say Chinese intelligence officers gave Lee more than $840,000 and that Lee likely gave them all the information he had from a 13-year career as a CIA case officer. They wanted a prison term of over 20 years. Defense lawyers who wanted 10 years say the government never showed that the money came from China or that Lee ever carried out any plans to deliver government secrets. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Hong Kong's High Court has reinstated at least for a week a ban on anti-government demonstrators wearing face masks to hide their identities. The ban was initially imposed in October under rarely used emergency powers in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. The latest decision comes as police brace for possible unrest during elections scheduled for Sunday. Pro-democracy candidate Chris Chan.
After a massive moment, I think an election can reflect the public opinion to some extent. Another point is it is time for us to calm down and tell the government in a civilized way what we want to do. As for myself, I am working in cultural and art industry, and I think it is very important to use my professional skill to contribute to rebuilding the society at this moment.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.